This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for April the 28th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Amos, chapter 3, verse 6b and 7. It says there, "When disaster comes to a city, has not the Lord caused it? Surely the sovereign Lord does nothing without revealing His plan to His servants, the prophets." End of quote. When the king of the northern kingdom, Amaziah, said to Amos to go from Israel to Judah and prophesy there and do not prophesy in his land, Amos replied and said this, "I was neither a prophet nor the son of a prophet, but I was a shepherd and also a fig fruit picker. However, the Lord took me from tending the flock and said, 'Go prophesy to people in Israel.'" End of quote. You see, Amos was a cattle and a fig tree grower. His family did not have any prophecy background, but God called him and sent him to Israel because the land was immersed in sin and rebelliousness against God's law for a long period of time. There were several disasters happened in that city because God sent it to capture their attention to turn to Him, but they would not. The prophet Amos asked this question, "When disaster comes to a city, has not the Lord caused it?" Beloved, it is true about the disaster we face today as well, COVID-19. When disaster comes to a city, has not the Lord caused it? The obvious answer is nothing happens in His universe without His knowledge and pre-approval. Yes, God caused and allowed it. The Lord says in chapter 5, verse 4, "Seek me and you may live. Do not seek and go to Bethel, Gilgal, and Beersheba." Verse 6 repeatedly says, "Seek the Lord and live." You see, God causes disaster in the city, nation, and the world so that you and I would truly seek Him. Stop seeking and visiting places of idol worship like Bethel, Gilgal, or Beersheba, but seek the living God in heaven. As a result, you would live. You would live abundantly with His blessings here now and live eternally with Him when you close your eyes in death. Alternatively, if the true seeking of living God and repentance does not happen, death, and even worse than that, the eternal death, away from God eternally would be the result. The Lord asked them to have a retrospective look in chapter 4, verses 6 to 12. The Lord says, "He gave an empty stomach and lack of bread, yet they have not returned to Him. He withheld rain when the harvest was just 3 months away, yet they have not returned to Him. He sent rain on one town and withheld it from another, and they struggled to get and drink water, yet they did not return to Him. He struck their gardens and vineyards. He sent locusts to destroy their vegetation, fig and other plants, yet they did not return. He sent plagues among people. He killed their men and filled their nostrils with the stench of death, yet they did not return to Him. He overthrew some of them, and they were like a burning stick snatched from the fire, yet they have not returned to Him," declares the Lord God. Now, chapter 4, verse 12 says this, "This is what I will do to you," God says, "because I will do this to you, prepare to meet your God." Their perspective look then was for God's judgment, which was already now finalized. Prepare to meet God was not a plea for repentance at that time. The time of repentance had already disappeared. Severe judgment is imminent now. God punished them. He chastised them in the past. However, they won't return to Him in repentance. Now national destruction and calamity are about to fall on them. If nothing else history teaches, this is what history teaches to all of us. Amos ministered to Israel, the northern kingdom of 10 tribes. Their stiff-necked disobedience, unbelief, and unwillingness to repent resulted in exile by the Assyrian Empire in 722 BC, never to come back to the land of promise. The 10 tribes were scattered all over the world by the Assyrian Empire, and we call them today as lost tribes of Israel. You see, God allowed a remnant of the southern kingdom called Judah, that is, tribes of Judah and Benjamin, to come back to the land and re-establish there, even though they were conquered later by Babylon due to their disobedience to his commandment. Remember the intercessory prayer of the confession of Daniel for the nation, chapter 9 of the book of Daniel, based on God's promises that he gave in Jeremiah 23:11 and 29:10, resulted in the return of the Judah back to the land. You see, dishonoring God and stiff-necked rebelliousness to his word, if continued without signs of repentance, results in no way of escape of God's judgment. When God asks you to prepare to meet him, may this not happen to none of us, our people, our nation. We'll ever turn to the Lord when his grace and mercies are still available. Today is the time of repentance and salvation. As the Bible clearly says, I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. Jeremiah says later, the harvest is past, the summer has ended. We are not saved. A bitter cry of the people. You see, the Lord was abundantly patient with the northern kingdom of Israel until the final decision of exile was made by the Almighty God, never to come back again. However, listen, the book of Amos ends with the hope for the future restoration of all tribes of Israel. It says in 9:11, in that day I will raise up the fallen booth of David. The booth, the house of David, was fallen low, very low in those days. However, the promise is the kingdom covenant God made with David would definitely be perpetuated in David's greater son, Jesus Christ. In the already fulfilled promise to Messiah who came, died and rose again for your sins, God would plant all the tribes of Israel on their land beautifully and graciously, never to be rooted out again from their land, because they are all going to look to him in repentance, weep bitterly over the sins of piercing Jesus on that cross. This is the mountaintop view of the final fulfillment of the prophecy of Amos. Along with them, the Gentiles who believed, you and me, who believed in David's greater son, Jesus Christ, as their Savior and Lord, would also be established firmly. All humanity's hope is based on the Davidic covenant God made with David in 2 Samuel 7, 12 to 16. And the culmination is the everlasting and never-ending kingdom established at the time of the second coming of Christ, when Israel as a whole look at him and weep over him for their ignorant act of crucifying the Savior of the world who came as the fulfillment to their Old Testament prophecies. Beloved, do you have a moment for prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, if calamity happens in the city, has not the Lord caused it? Yes, I understand God allowed it, so that I would seek him from my heart by calling upon the name of the Lord God. Lord, I come and I pray for the healing of the nation and deliverance of the people. Lord, please forgive my sins. I turn to you today. I believe you publicly showed Jesus as the satisfaction of my sins and all judgments against me. I believe Jesus died, buried and rose again for my sins to reconcile me to Father God. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord today. Please save me and deliver me from the disaster and give days of eternal life in Christ Jesus. Thank you for hearing my prayer. In the name of Christ I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.